Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Good morning. I hope that everyone is doing well this morning and preparing to get some rest for your weekend. Sometimes the weekend is not just for fun and activities, but it's a time of rest, and we need that rest. So let us go before the Lord in prayer before we get started. Lord, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us and keeping us. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful word, for your life-changing word, for your saving grace, Lord. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're going to go back to the book of John in John chapter 11, but I want to back up a couple of scriptures because I want to get some communication that Martha had with Jesus prior to Jesus explaining to her that he was the resurrection and the life. So let's go to John chapter 11 and we're going to start. Let's start at verse 17. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days. This was Lazarus in the grave for 4 days. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Now remember yesterday when we were talking about this, she had a conversation with Jesus. Martha had a conversation with Jesus. And then after the conversation, she went and got Mary. So when Jesus showed up, Martha ran out to find out what Jesus was going to do, but Mary remained in the house. And I want to stop right there for just a second. There are those of us that are prepared at any cost just to run out and meet your opposition, greet your difficulties, meet your obstacles and say, you know, I'm ready to go forward. But then there are those that are not quite as assertive or aggressive and they step by. I mean, they kind of hang back a little bit to find out what's going on because they're a little bit more sensitive. And frankly, in this life, we need both. We need both. I know we go through a lot of actually read a lot of material and things about people being assertive and aggressive, and we're not all clones. Assertiveness is good when it needs to be, just like being peaceable and quiet and holding on until you understand what the full totality of something is before you respond is good. So you need both. So Mary and Martha, although they were sisters, they were quite different. Quite different. Let's continue. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. What faith? Martha had some faith. She said, I know my brother is dead right now, but I also know the power within you. And I believe that if you were to do something right now, whatever you ask of God, it will come to pass. What kind of faith is that? We need that kind of faith, that the situation looks bleak. I don't know how I'm going to get out of it. I don't know what's going to happen. How am I going to respond to this creditor? Or how am I going to deal with this bill that came out of nowhere? How am I going to deal with the loss of job? How am I going to deal with that I don't have the support that I need? But Martha said, whatever you ask of God, I know he will give it to you. She had faith in Jesus. Verse 23, Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Now listen carefully to verse 24. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She believed the word. She believed that those that knew God, that would one day after death rise again to be with God forever. She believed in the resurrection, and this is what Jesus says to her. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth, believeth in me, shall never die. believest thou this? And this is sort of where we left off yesterday. And then Martha goes into the house and she goes to get Mary. And Mary, let's jump over to verse 28. No, let's go to 29. And as soon as she heard, so this is Martha saying to Mary, Jesus is out there. The master is calling for you. And as soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and came unto him. That's another lesson for us. When we know and we sense the presence of God, respond immediately. You know that God is there. You go to church. And I know there's burdens upon everyone. But you know what the Bible says? To cast all your cares over to him. Cast them over to God because he cares for you. But when you sense the presence of God, just like the man that was laying by the water. And he said, Lord, I have no one to put me in. And every time the water is troubled, an angel would come down and trouble the water. I have no one to put me in. Sometimes there's no one there to put you in. But when you sense the presence of God for yourself, respond. Open up your mouth and speak to the Lord and tell the Lord, this is what I need, God. I need you to help me. Help me with my circumstances. Help me with my situation. Help me with my mind. But immediately, Mary rose up and started moving quickly. Verse 30, now Jesus was not yet come into town, but was in that place where Martha met him. Now, Martha had heard from a messenger or somebody came and said, Jesus is nearby. She ran out. She didn't even wait till he got to the house. She ran out to Jesus. So Jesus was still in that place where she had left him. And so let's go to verse 31. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, they followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep. To weep there. So they're thinking, okay, then we get up too, because they were there to comfort her. And that's what friends do. Friends comfort. So she gets up, Mary gets up and run out after Martha comes and gets her. And they run out to meet Jesus. There is something happening here. There is a lot of lessons within this text. One, this is going to be when Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. This is going to be the last great miracle that he performs with his earthly ministry. This is going to be the last one. And then the text in John is going to start changing and shifting more towards going towards the crucifixion and the resurrection. But so there's a lot going on. There's the relationship with Jesus that Jesus had with Mary and Martha. He has a relationship with us. There's different personalities and different personality types that Jesus is dealing with, just like us today. There are people that have tremendous faith, just like Martha had. There's some that are reluctant. They have faith, but they need their faith to be strengthened. But Mary believed in Jesus. She was just sensitive. She just wasn't as aggressive or assertive as Martha, but she believed. But there's so many different types of people that God is dealing with and bringing into his fold. And these are just a couple of different types that he was working with. And these were his friends. These were his friends. I am going to have to stop right there. I know we are in the middle of the thought. We left off on verse 31. We're going to continue on Monday. God bless you. Have a wonderful day as we study the book of the Bible, the most important book in the world. God bless you.